You know, I had someone in the community, Sue Hiscock, reach out to me and said she had an idea that was happening in her hometown, which is away from Aledo. She kind of threw some things at me, and we kind of went back and forth a little bit, and I put together this flyer, and we felt like April Fool's Day, April 1st, would be a fun little night to have it. The weather looks good from 5 to 7. We really just feel like, you know, we recognize people are tired of being cooped up and they want to go out and do something. And this was a really safe and fun way, kind of spins back to cruising the loop days, an opportunity to get out, drive around, wave at your neighbors, go get some curbside pickups before, during, or after. If you're not somebody who wants to drive around, looks like it's going to be a beautiful evening. You can sit out on your porch and wave at the people that are going by. So it really accomplishes several things. It kind of gets you out of the house, gives you something fun to look forward to do. A great way to just participate in the community, and then an opportunity to, you know, take care of some curbside if you haven't done that, or maybe you've done it 100 times and you just need that 101st reason why. It's going to be a great night to go out and do something fun.
Well, I guess the other neat thing about it is, you know, you keep the social distancing requirement in place by doing this, by basically, you know, driving and cruising the loop and staying in your car and doing it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just think it's an opportunity. And again, you know, it kind of ties back into that cruising the loop. I hope that people take a little wider path. They create a new loop out of this one. I think driving in residential neighborhoods would be the key to be able to really enjoy this and see people that are outside, you know, that are just kind of craving for any kind of excitement. And somebody driving by and honking and waving at them, you know, just might make their day. Also an opportunity, I know I've seen a lot of hearts up in Aledo. That kind of ties into something different that's going on nationwide. So there's just lots of things to go out and do if we just take a little time to do it.